Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
KeithandtheGirl.com/VIP. It's every show we've ever done. It's all these exciting spin-off shows, including Flavor of the Month. A superstar comes in, and for a month, they present their own show. So there's about four shows, a little quick math, about one show a week. Four shows, their style, and it's always very exciting. For example, the recent Flavor of the Month is Truth or Podcast, the Madonna Tours with Eileen Clark. And that leads us to today's guest. She's appeared on Univision's Flama videos and co-host of Jenna and Eileen Think You're Great, a storytelling show. Eileen Clark.
Hi.
How you doing, Eileen?
Oh, just lovely.
You are lovely. How do you remain this lovely? I just drove Eileen and Keith and everybody in the studio crazy. And Eileen was like, this is the best. Everything's good. And you know, some people say that and you're like, I don't believe you and I hate you right now. But I'm just like, yes, things are the best.
You are. Everything is the best. I have a tattoo. It says you're lovely. It's in my handwriting. It's a reminder for myself and for people approaching me that we're all in this world lovely. And like things go bad, things go good. We're all lovely. So
see, this is why you need to go to Eileen and Jenna's show, because you leave there going, you know what? I am lovely. Yeah. And this is wonderful.
Listen,
and I'm great.
We think you're great.
It's on your shoulder.
It's on my shoulder.
Okay. Now your mom passed away, so she won't have to see that. Did your father say, what are you doing?
Well, no, he's always been very, very good about like my body manipulations.
Okay.
Shout out San Francisco. That is a tattoo and piercing parlor in San Francisco called Body Manipulations. And, when I was younger, I pierced my eyebrow and like did weird things. And his phrase was always, don't get pregnant or get tetanus.
Okay.
And I never have.
You're killing it.
I'm nailing it.
Does he know tattoos don't make you pregnant?
I'm hoping he does, but you never know.
And what's the other? There's another writing.
This one says, Margarita está linda la mar, and it's my aunt's handwriting, and it's the first line of a Nicaraguan poem that I was my like favorite poem growing up.
What's the poem about?
It's about this little girl. Her name was Margarita. Mm-hmm. And she's getting...
I knew it. I fucking knew it.
Yeah, right?
I should have said something.
Yeah. She's being told a story by this man, and it's a story of a little princess who wants to go to the heavens and get a star to make a brooch out of un verso, una perla, una pluma, una flor. A verse, a pearl, a feather, and a flower.
And did you say, no, women can't be astronauts. Stars my ass.
No, she doesn't go like in she goes in a boat. Like, this bitch is like... Motherfucker, I'm getting in a boat and floating to the skies.
Because she's on the Truman Show and she knows there's an ending.
Yes,
to this.
She's like, I'm aware of this world around me. But the king, her father, gets very upset when she returns and she has something shiny on her chest. And he's like, don't you know you're not supposed to take the things from the heavens? And this is a Nicaraguan poem, so we're all very Catholic. And then Jesus appears and he says, when girls look to the heavens and see the stars, they know that I'm watching them and that they think of me. And then the king is like, all right, well, Jesus said it's cool, so I guess I say it's cool too. And at the end of the poem, she's happy and her dad makes a parade of elephants go by in front of the beach. And I remember being a little girl and be like, I want a parade of elephants and all this fucking shit.
I do too. And you know what? Now I'm even more mad at my parents and my father especially. Is this what we're being promised and not
given?
Where
is my parade of elephants?
That's what I'm saying.
Listen, so I loved it so much that I put it on my body.
Picture if you tattooed that whole stupid pole.
Oh my Listen, God. For a really long time, I wanted to do the verse, the pearl, that like the brooch that she wanted, and right. I wanted to do it right on my chest. And for a very long time, it was like the thing I was going to get. And then I was like, let me change it a bit. And so my aunt, who was the one that gave me the book when I was little, and it's a very like Nicaragua association, and I love the sea, so like it's blue and all this stuff. So I said, listen, Tiliana, give me with your best handwriting the phrase Margarita está linda la mar. And she's like, why?
Why do I have to do my best handwriting?
Exactly.
Who the fuck are you and are you going
to
be judging
she
me?
She started to do it in block letters. I was like, bitch, no, don't you print that shit out. I want fancy cursive. And she did. And then now it's on my body forever.
No joke. Andrea was about to get the Nirvana song, Heart Shaped Box, lyrics tattooed above her pussy. And then she realized maybe tattoos aren't for me.
Oh my God, what are the lyrics to Heart-Shaped Box? Which one is that one?
How does that one go?
Should I tell you?
Yes.
Yes, tell us.
Come on in here. And come shame yourself.
Were you really going to do that? It would be hilarious.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to get so many pussy-related tattoos because I just think it's so funny. But, like, that's the thing with me is, like, I think crude, stupid shit is really funny, but I was seriously considering
Andrea
putting
was seriously,
it on my she body.
Was she was considering an arrow leading to her pussy that says exit only.
I actually was. Okay, so I love cats, and I was considering getting a cat above my box, like, pussy on the butt, huh? You guys get it?
Because it's a cat.
Right? I was going to do that.
Can you put the pussy above your vagina, uh-huh. and then on your ass cheek, on one you write, get, and on the other one, it, ?
Yes. Perfect. My parents would be so happy.
Listen, you got to do it now.
I mean, the Nirvana song. Okay, I love that song. It's like, she eyes me like a pie. Pisces when I am weak, and then you know it's.
But what are the who knows the lyrics to this?
Well, it's a song about being in love. It's about being like desperately in love with someone who's like kind of cold. And
Courtney Love,
yeah, exactly. It is about her, and I obviously relate to that because I'm a sad romantic loser. But I also
I love how comics say nice things about themselves. I love love, or I'm a sad, pathetic loser.
I'm a fucking loser who loves people who don't love me back. There was a person that I felt that way about at that time, and I was feeling like such intense emotions. But I also liked that the word box was in it.
Sure, so you got to put
double
it on
meaning.
Top. Yeah,
this is a fucking winner, and I almost did it. I started writing it out like how you did, like writing it on paper to see how it looked. And then I was like, let me give myself
a week to think about it.
And then I look back at it and I'm like, wow.
How much of it? Like a stanza, the chorus?
A stanza. A stanza that I like particularly like.
What font? Your handwriting you wanted.
First my handwriting, but I have ugly handwriting. And then I was like, well, maybe a sans serif to make it very you know, not super. I don't want anything too fancy looking. Yeah, I just want it to be very, very edgy.
You know what would have been great? If you like somehow coerce this guy that you're so into to write the lyrics.
Yes. Have it be his handwriting.
And now you own my pussy forever.
Yeah.
And then very sad.
3 years later, you're like, well, fuck.
Yes. Yes.
But then you do one of those weird, like, word fun things where you cross off like certain words and then you create this other sentence and it becomes a deeper meaning.
Like Johnny Depp when he had Winona forever and now it's just Wino forever and you're like, yeah, that works better. Real?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What a good burn.
On himself.
Yeah.
Because he is. I mean, her too, probably.
Yeah. Well, I think Winona's doing better than Johnny Depp now.
Everyone is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like heart-shaped box as like, and then you can mess around and make a heart shape out of your...
Right.
Out of your hair.
Yeah.
It's one of my funner ones. It was one of the better ideas that made it to the dossier. But there were a lot of stupid poems that I found. But like, angels' wings always cry. Like, just so stupid.
On top of your vagina? All these things?
Not all of them on top of my vagina, but a lot of them vagina adjacent.
Sure.
Or on the lower back. I wanted to get a...
It's a very puffy vagina.
Sure. Sure. There's a lot of space.
Just a canvas?
Basically, the entire bottom half of my body is just vagina, so we've got a lot of room for artwork.
What about the knot symbol tattooed?
What?
Over your vagina.
Oh, like not a pussy?
Or whatever.
Or like do not enter?
Something like that. It gives the gentleman pause.
Uh-huh. Sure. Like, oh, there's a sign here that I should probably not just go ahead and do whatever I want.
Yield.
Yeah. Yield is good.
Well, I also, one of the reasons why I didn't do it was because I got a nipple piercing instead, which I like because I feel like...
Well, wasn't that because you were like on coke?
I was on coke. I was recovering from a coke bender, I will say, but it was a great decision because I want something hidden. Like, I like body art, but I don't like that people can see it. Like, I want it to be for me.
Sure.
And also, my mom is crazy. She's super liberal, but she hates tattoos, hates them. Like, somehow.
And what is she going to do when she sees you naked every other day? It's going to
upset
her. Well,
that's the thing, right? When she's in the, you know, taking naked pics of me.
Yeah.
But I think a piercing is like a good, because you can get rid of a piercing, but it's still like you take your clothes off and there's this fun surprise.
Is it still there?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Have you bought new jewelry or anything?
Yes.
For it? Really?
Oh, yeah. You go to like, oh my God, when you buy new jewelry, you just go to like St. Mark's and some weird man just like you just whip your tit out and some guy just like puts something new in.
I can't do that.
It's like a wet wipe and just is like wiping your tit.
He spits on it.
In the it's like not far off from that.
My God.
You don't you can't do it yourself?
No.
Really?
I mean, you probably could, but
how long have you
not
had
advised?
It?
At least 2 or 3 years.
And only been infected for one.
It's never been infected, which is crazy. The fact that I've taken care of this is insane.
You have to. Like, especially, there's so many things. My roommate had a nipple piercing, and I remember when he got it, we were in college, and it was a barbell. It was two blue balls. Uh-huh. Written right, boop, boop.
Yep.
And then it got...
He made that sound.
Yeah, boop, boop. And it got infected and like and it like you gotta take care of it and then gotta, like, then
dip
the
your
nipple
tit in salt water
it's weird mm-hmm. It makes me
hold
nervous.
Hold on, slow down. You have to dip your tit in salt water
to like to have the infection go away. I guess another good tip, if ever God forbid if anything happens, tea tree oil.
Really?
Yeah, I did it with my nose ring because I would get those weird bubbles that happen sometimes when you pierce stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I hate it. It's hideous. Yuck. How do I get rid of it? And my very holistic friend that I had in San Francisco who also had a nipple, not a nipple, a nose, she was like, tea tree oil, girl. And I was like, all right. And I did it and fuck, it burned like fucking hell.
Yeah.
But that shit was gone in a week,
honey. It's your nipple, though.
I know.
It's your fucking nipple.
But it works.
It's good to know.
How is everybody not holding their boobs right now?
Yeah, it actually didn't hurt that much.
Were you still on something?
I was coming. The reason why I was on a Coke bender and I needed adrenaline, like I'd been talking about it the night before and I was up all night and I'd been doing Coke for like at least 7 hours.
Jesus and Christ.
During, I think that's how you do Coke.
Of course. Yeah,
you don't
do
Coke for
it.
Like 15 minutes.
No, sure. I guess.
You do it. You move locations. You drink. You do more Coke. But I was talking to someone about it early in the night. I'm like, I'm going to do it, you know? And then I fixated my mind on it and I was coming down from the Coke high.
Yeah.
And so I wanted more adrenaline.
And there was no bumps left.
Yeah. And getting a piercing will
is
totally do that for
adrenaline.
You. So yeah, it was fun.
Coke doesn't do that to me. Every time I do Coke, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I'm just chilling, dude.
I'm so sorry.
I know, me too. I'm like, everybody's having a great time. And I'm like... And nothing. I'm just sitting there. I'm like, well, cool. I guess everybody. That's why I'd much rather smoke weed.
Because
that's like, boom. I'm like, where's my snacks at? Mm-hmm. I'm chilling, having a good time. And I don't have to fucking. With Coke, I'm just like, well, nothing happens to me. So.
You don't think someone's fucking with you? Like, you get home and you're making pancakes. And you're like, wait a minute, this flour. All those motherfuckers.
They just giving me flour?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. You definitely know that you're not on Coke if you're making pancakes. I just feel like the last thing you want to do is be hungry or look for food or act. I don't know. I've never done Coke.
Really?
But yeah, I've never done it.
Good for you. You're don't do it. What the fuck for?
It doesn't do anything.
It doesn't do anything.
Oh, it does something.
What's everybody talking about? Yeah. Eileen's watching these movies. I don't get it. I doubt it.
Listen.
Why? How do people lose their lives over this?
Yeah.
Nope. Still don't. No. Nope.
My friend and co-host of the Hot Mess Comedy Hour, Emily Lubin, she did Coke and it didn't do anything to her either, actually, with your brother.
Yes.
You always father.
You always love adding that part. Uh-huh. Everyone always loves when they're doing shitty things with my brother.
Uh-huh.
With your brother who convinced us that when you do Coke, you need your pants off.
Right. Of course.
Listen.
I'm not going to totally argue against him on that one. It does make it more fun.
I just, any kind of like speedier drug that I did does feel like, you know, clothes off is great, or like drugs do make you want to like just be in your shirt.
Sure.
Yeah, like,
oh yeah.
Why do we need this shirt? It's only constraining me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Run around on the beach naked. Do whatever you gotta do.
God, where are these drugs you're taking are way better than mine, man.
I had a good time, Eileen. I'm sorry.
Listen, let me know next time and see if it's different with me. If I'm just sitting around, then I'm going to know that just Coke is not my friend.
Have you tried Molly?
Yes. And that I am lovely on.
So that works because from what I understand, people describing Coke, because I was on Molly, and it sounds similar, only happier.
That's what I thought, too, that I was going to be like, wee. And like, I was like, nope. But on Molly, I have two reactions. I either shit my brains out.
Or I kill you.
Or I fucking murder you. Or I barf my brains out. Every time I've done Molly, it's been the same thing.
Yeah,
the first time I did it, time I did it was on a New Year's in San Francisco. And I did it and I was really, like, I literally Googled, like, Molly's side effects, like, because I wanted to be prepared. I'm a very prepared person.
That's a good way to do drugs.
Yeah. So I was like, keep hydrated. Okay. So I kept finding places. So where's the water station? Cool. I keep hydrated. And I did. I didn't drink alcohol excessively. I had 2 glasses of champagne because I was like, okay, it's New Year's. You gotta. And then
you must.
It's mandatory.
You have to. And then when it finally hit me.
You don't cross into the new year unless you do.
You exactly. Yeah. I will literally still
die
be in 2003.
It's like 3, 2.
And yeah. Purgatory. So it finally hit me and I was like, oh, I feel nice. I feel friendly. And I literally was just giving out compliments to everybody. I was like, girl, you look so sparkly. Dude, look at your suit. Oh my God. And then finally I was like, oh, something feels weird in my stomach. Mm-mm. Oh, no, no. And so I was like, I'm also a very responsible barfer. Like, if I know I'm going to vomit, I like find my spot and I do it. If there's a bag, I will, like, if I'm in a car, I am ready to not make a mess. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the last thing I want to be is an inconvenience.
Sure.
She puts out police tape.
I literally, like, just I stay 10 feet away from me at all times. So I find the bathroom and I'm standing in line and I'm like, oh God, oh God, here it is. It's coming. I'm going to barf.
It's
and I was like,
feeling.
I can't.
And also, like, as you're doing that, the panic makes you barf more.
Exactly.
So it's like, you got to calm down. Yeah.
So I'm sitting in this line and then the first thing I'm looking at this woman in a beautiful, sparkly New Year's outfit. And I'm like, I don't want to barf on her and like be an asshole.
But it looks like I'm going to have to.
But so I'm like, and I barf. In my mouth, and because I've been drinking water the whole night, it's just water, but it's all in my mouth, and I hold it in somehow.
No. I've done that.
And
yeah.
Guess what? I swallowed the whole goddamn thing.
Oh, I've done it, yeah. Oh.
And I'm standing in line. I was like, okay, Eileen, you did it. You still got to do it, but just fucking do it. And the line, there are 2 goddamn stalls in the W fucking hotel in San Francisco. Are you fucking kidding me, guys? You better fucking open up 4 more stalls for a fat New Year's party. Get the fuck out of here. So I'm standing there, I'm like, please, somebody say, just move this line. Number 2. Full mouth of barf.
Shut that. Oh, come on, Eileen.
Girl.
Oh, I get it.
And then I swallowed it again. Oh. And then I was like, I cannot do it a third time. I simply cannot. The sink is literally right here.
Yeah.
But I was too proud to like go. I don't want to be the girl that gets kicked out of the W for barfing in the fucking sink. So I'm there. And
do you know that there's like special circumstances where you can go, excuse me? And people will let you go?
Yeah. Sure. But like, I, being on Molly, was like, no. I simply couldn't. So literally the doors, like the woman in front of me, the door goes flip. She goes in and then it was like magic. It just went whoop. And this woman coming out, I could have grabbed her by the collar and just shoved her. And I ran. It was 3 steps, but it felt like I ran a mile. And as I'm running, I'm fully barfing. But somehow it made the toilet. And because I'm on Molly, it felt so fucking good. I was just, and I barfed and barfed, and it was like, I'm releasing everything within me. And I stood up, I wiped my mouth, I stepped out like I felt like $1 million.
Cleanse.
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. And then for the rest of the night, oh my God, they played Madonna's Holiday at midnight. So I was like, I'm in my element. It was the best day.
Yeah. Molly's fucking, it's great.
But then
it's
the really next day, great. I wanted to fucking crawl under a bridge and die.
Oh my God. The first time I did Molly, we were camping. The day after, I agree to go.
Do you know how we plan this camping trip? Let me just tell you. We go, all right, who's got like, I usually get the food, and the last time was the first time somebody else got food. Thank you, Xerxes and Libby and Drove and whatever. But we've been talking about like, okay, how do we change it so it's not like one person and then everybody? Because in New York, it's hard. No one has a car. Anywhere else, you just be God. Like, you bring burgers, you bring this. We'll meet you there.
Right.
Okay. So, but this is what we do. And okay, we have the food. We have the thing. Everyone collect the money, blah, blah, blah. All right. What drug are we doing this year? Raise your hand if you want Molly. Raise your hand if you want shrooms. And what's funny is we refuse to mix. No, we can't. Some of us be on Molly and some of us be on shrooms. We're going to talk about totally different vibes.
Mm-hmm. So totally.
Yes. It's like, do we do acid? Do we really want to be in the quote woods? We go to the quote woods.
Uh-huh,
do
sure.
we really want to be in the quote woods with people who have never done acid before? Like, I don't know.
Terrifying.
Like the ratio of people who have done it to the ratio who haven't done it need to be a little stronger than that.
Yeah. So. But meanwhile, the funny thing is they all have in common, you will shit your pants.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Vomit all over. Kenda swears by
Except Molly. Except for acid. Acid doesn't.
But. Fascinating. Kenda swears by Molly, but when you say you're either shitting yourself or throwing up, mm-hmm. Kenda goes, yeah, that's the way it goes.
I know. It's the
part
give
of the
and
package,
take.
Package, baby.
Let me just explain one thing. First of all, I haven't done mushrooms because that's even like a bigger guarantee to throw up, but I'm ready now because...
Congratulations.
Because, thank you. It was a process. Mm-hmm. I'm like highly fearful. I would rather be, I'm scared of heights, but I'd rather be like up high than
do mushrooms?
Than throw up.
You know? Okay.
I'd rather poop my pants than throw up in a
toilet.
I agree
with that.
Thank you.
I hate throwing up because your face gets all hot and you can't really, you shit your pants, you shit all the, not all the time, you're not shitting your pants all the time, but everyone knows how to shit, you know?
Sure. It but comes out that way regularly.
Yeah. Sure.
I'm fine with it. But this way is not, that's like.
You don't know when it's going to come. I'm always peeing myself when I vomit too. It always
that's
comes together.
A side effect.
Always.
That happens sometimes.
So now I'm pissing my pants and I'm vomiting.
I didn't know that.
No thanks.
Okay. I feel like I've like, but because I have such a strong hold on my barfing like ways, mm-hmm. I don't mind it so much.
Well, that's what I came to the conclusion of. I'm like, there is a chance. First of all, with Molly, you can be more ready. You mm-hmm. can take like certain things.
Wear a diaper.
You guys need a doctor and a therapist.
But you can be more ready.
Keith, you're just shitting on it, pissing and throwing up out of all. It's normal.
It's a bodily function.
Yeah. Eileen says, so I look up all the side effects and it's this. Mm-hmm. And then Kenda says, yeah, that's how you do it responsibly. You find out all the horrible things and then you do it anyway.
And then you do it anyways.
List the
that's always drugs.
But if you list the horrible things, right? You throw up. Once you throw up, you're good.
Yes.
So if you accept the throw up and you go, and now I'm going to throw up. Then you throw up. That takes literally 5 seconds. And then the rest of your day.
Is delightful.
Is, I mean, you're just, glory. You just look in my eyes. That's how you feel.
When I know you're licking the grass.
Yeah.
When I'm licking the grass.
When I did mushrooms, I found a dog somewhere. My roommate and I ate a bunch of mushrooms. We went to go get tacos. And there was a dog. Also not having tacos, but his owner was. And
then we found out there was no dog.
No, the dog was there. Okay. But I literally just went up to this human and said, hello, I will now pet your dog for 15 minutes. And that's what I did. I literally was, there's a picture somewhere online of me just like holding this golden retriever and like literally just going to town on it.
A cop
You're making out with it.
And Juan, my roommate, was like, girl, you were with that dog for so long. And I said, I just needed to be with it.
Do you think the owner knows that you're on drugs? Because I always think about everyone knowing that I'm on
drugs. I was thinking that as she was saying it, because when we're in the woods, we usually try to pick a time, like we pick after Labor Day because mm-hmm. everyone's back at work and we have like our weird artist schedules. So
sure.
We try to isolate because we also yell a lot about really
Oh, we're
inappropriate.
Always screaming in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Idiots, morons. Yeah. And so, but then, you know, we usually do the drugs during the day because you want to enjoy the sunshine
sure.
and like blah, blah, blah. And there are a few people on the campground, but then all of a sudden, when you think about it for a second, you look out and you go, oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Two of our friends are topless, just touching each other.
Oh yeah.
But like nice, but I don't know that everybody else understands.
Oh,
what
you're
that means.
You're in the water. I remember I was in the water at one point, like splashing it, being like, it's so beautiful. And I was like, if someone saw this, it would be
just the just, judgment level.
Oh my God.
But the other way I think about it is, oh no, you're splashing in the water. Everybody knows that. Like you're splashing in the water.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But your enthusiasm for the water is beyond
sure
never yeah. I'm freaking out to the point that I'm almost screaming. I'm so excited about how it sparkles in my hand.
I like to believe that the owner of the dog was not aware that I was fully tripping on mushrooms.
But the thing is like when Keith talks about the side effect, we're talking about Eileen, did you really pet a dog for 15 minutes?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was 15. It may have been more.
You're losing your mind.
Yeah.
Are you afraid of that side effect?
No, because I'm here now, and you know, and I feel fine. So,
Keith, you get the runs after a day of drinking or a night of drinking. You're like, you know, kind of out of it the next day. Worth it or not worth it?
It's never worth it.
Never,
honestly.
But you keep doing it. What are we doing different?
Listen to this. Okay. She was late today because she was celebrating Pride.
Pride. Happy Pride.
She was really celebrating. If you're wondering what
she's
took
shitting
a while.
Her pants everywhere.
That's what you do. You just have to be ready for it.
So she sends out a Pride message, right? Like, and here's what she writes. Are so
this
many
is so unfair? You guys are bullies.
I didn't do this.
Oh, you laughed enough that you did.
Oh,
this.
I did.
Now, Hinda also said, "Oh, I sent out this Facebook message." I go, "Yeah, that was crazy." And she said, "Yeah, I didn't know if people would understand it or not, and I don't think so." And I'm like, "What the? What?
Can I just
no?" So
I want to know. I don't think I've read this yet.
Yeah, I
don't. It's not really to read.
Right, it's not even to read. I'm gonna try. So I go, "What do you mean? You really thought this would does it make sense to you?"
I wish I could fart right now to just get you off this.
And she says, "Yeah, but I didn't know if it made sense to other people, and it doesn't look like it does." Okay, so here's her message of the day.
I'm gonna explain this afterwards.
I can't wait.
It's gonna make so much sense to everybody. I'm gonna be the deepest person in the world in a minute.
Me on Molly, explaining love and relationships.
Yeah, and these words are gonna sparkle. Mm-hmm. You're gonna want to marry them.
Are so many rules to know there? One word. Are so many rules to not being queer? Colon, is anyone identifying off that spout side of the queer? Send. I hope that people understand. They might not. I'll check in a couple hours if it made sense.
Wait. Okay, but the hashtags were great.
Question number one.
Right. Okay, ready?
Ready.
Are so many rules to know there?
Roles or rules?
Take either one. Are so many rules to not being queer, colon, is anyone identifying off that spout side of the queer? Hashtag proud. Can you imagine? Hashtag happy pride. Hashtag love is love. Hashtag human. And take a guess at the last
hashtag.
Hashtag
weed.
Hashtag weed. Brian Baldinger says, sounds like you're having a great pride. And she did say hashtag weed in all fairness.
Hashtag weed. Now, Hemda, you have to explain.
Now, Hemda, go ahead and make it worse.
You know what? I thought I needed to explain, but I really think it's clear.
Okay. You're right.
Thank you.
I'm with you.
I understand. You are heard.
Let me ask you.
I did this before I threw up.
Perfect.
Like when you see what's
while
going,
you were throwing
so people, they can't come out to their parents.
Right.
They can't come out to their friends.
Right. This is helpful.
People talk about transgender bathrooms and how it's not right. Oh, if I could so I can just act like I'm a woman and walk into a woman's bathroom. So there's many things people have to deal with.
Right.
And Hendo explains, are so many rules to know there, are so many rules to not being queer. Is anyone identifying off that spout side of the queer? So just take that in and the world can calm down already.
Yes.
I think my parents get it from this message.
I gotta pee so bad.
Of course you do. That's you so did funny. Molly a month ago.
That's so great. This is my best post ever. I'm not taking it down anymore. I'm not changing it. I'm not doing anything.
You can't. You simply cannot.
Yeah.
Hashtag weed.
Hashtag weed.
But yes, sometimes I have a hangover. I mean, Jesus Christ.
I've written some drunk shit.
I was not drunk.
I know what I'm saying. I'm trying to say drunk people do similar.
Similar
I posted some
posts.
Song lyrics at 3 a.m. that
it was better than this.
Sure. I mean, that's unbelievable. Okay. But
can I tell
but
you?
But at least she knew not to tattoo it on her.
Yes, it's true. Right above her vagina.
I got to read between the lines on this one.
Okay, first of all,
yes,
it's the opening line to my new song, and it's the song called, I don't know how to justify this. Okay, here's what actually happened.
Are there so many rules to know there? Are there so many rules to not being queer? Is anyone identifying off the spout side of the queer?
And then hashtag, yes. You have to sing all the hashtags.
Hashtag weed.
There were more hashtags.
Let's go spi outside for a walk.
This is why New York's never going to make it recreational, because of Henda. Quit hashtagging weed. This is what the government's looking up.
They're reading those and being like, this is what's happening out right. there, you guys.
People okay. are losing their minds.
Sorry I'm late for work, but is anybody off the spi outside of the queer?
Listen, guys, I was so late because I was spi outsiding the weird and queer and the weed.
Yeah, I don't think we can make this legal.
Listen, if you're on the spi outside, you're on the spi outside. Sure.
On the spi outside.
You spi outside, I spi outside too.
So Henda saw this and went, yeah, I don't think everybody's going to get it.
I'm just so deep.
What was the intention?
Okay.
Take us back to the writer's room.
Yes.
The people that do those timeout New York crosswords won't be able to get this.
Okay. Here we go. Let's see if I can do this. Okay.
Or New York Times, I meant. The smartest geniuses wouldn't be able to put this together. I'm ready.
That's how smart I am. All right. Number one, I love you all. Thank you for understanding. Number two, this morning, and this is, believe it or not, and I thought about it as you guys were making fun of me, was I high? No, I wasn't. I did get high later, though. I'll tell you all about it. Okay. Was not high.
Were you inside or spi outside when you were high?
You should tell people you're high.
Yeah, don't tell them you weren't after this one.
This is ridiculous.
Pro tip.
Tell them somebody bumped into you and you think it was heroin in your back.
Yeah. From now on, spi outside is code for weed.
You guys want to go spi outside?
I got to go spi outside.
Yeah, that's some big code, time. Right?
Oh, my God. Okay. How could you say? I don't understand.
She's going for it. She's okay. going for it. This is...
Okay. I meant to say... Okay, what did I actually say?
You said.
Okay.
Are so many rules to know
okay,
there.
Okay, time. Okay. There are so many rules to being straight.
Yes.
Oh, sure. Like know there. Yeah.
There are so many rules to being. No, wait, straight? Hold on.
There are so many rules to know there. No.
There are so many rules
to know.
Okay, here's what I meant.
There.
And then there are so many rules to not being queer.
Oh, okay. There are so many. Okay, here's what I meant. There's so many rules to identify as not queer. Who even identifies on that spectrum at
spi
all?
Spi outside.
Outside of the queer spectrum.
Spi outside the queer
spectrum. Spi outside the queer. So what I'm saying is, who even identifies outside the queer spectrum with so many rules that need to apply in order to identify like that?
And I thought that I did, so I wrote back monocle.
So wait, are you saying there are so many rules to being straight? Why would you do that?
Well, because
spi
it's
outside.
Not. I didn't say straight. I said there's so many rules to being outside of identifying queer.
Well, outside. You technically didn't say any of that.
On a technical level, what you said was
right. Now, follow me. Now, let's say we're smoking weird. Now, I'm going to say those same
smoking
things.
Smoking weird or smoking queered?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
Let's say, now, I'm gonna pretend to smoke weed, and I'm going to say the same things I just did. Maybe it'll come out that way.
Okay.
Spi outside of weed who identifies queer.
Yes.
I don't know.
That would be when I'd be like, so I'm going to go get a slice of pizza.
Right. From Italy.
Okay, and here's what else happened. Normally, I double check it, right?
But you double check this.
Yeah.
This is like my show notes. This is horrendous.
Do you know we still don't know what you're saying?
Eileen does.
I semi understand.
Okay, thank you.
This is what I think I'm understanding. You're saying that there's so many rules to being a non-queer person. Like, you have to get married, you have to...
Well, no, you have to identify as a cis, straight,
but it,
opposite sex loving, never fall into, like, touching the same pee-pee as you.
No,
like,
BJ's on the side.
There's like, so many identifiers.
You can't
to
be
not
on the DL or anything.
It's very rigid.
You never are attracted to anybody that you're, like, surprised by. Like,
right.
There's so much of that. And I started thinking, like, who do I know that would really fall into that? Like, even Andrea, consider you, like, straight, had this, like, really fun experience. I'm not going to call you queer or bi or whatever.
Sure, call me whatever you want. I'm spi outside. I'm hanging out.
I'm on the spectrum.
See,
spi outside.
So I would call Andrea spi outside.
Sure.
So,
got
Keith,
it.
Mm-hmm.
He's spi inside.
Yeah, he's never been spi outside. But it's hard to imagine a lot of people identify more with Keith. And now, have you been spi outside or?
Very slightly, enough. So I would be right at the doorway of
between spy outside and spy inside.
Okay, so here's what Kendra's saying. People don't understand the challenge that I personally go through.
Yes.
Okay? You are now the minority.
You're the minority.
I have to be cis and a bro.
Uh-huh.
And only touch women.
Mm-hmm.
And only...
only think about touching women.
Monogamous? Is that a thing that straight people...
No, because that's like a different thing. Maybe it'll be added to the LGBTQA... like
spinogamous.
So anyway, I'm the one who has it the most toughest. Happy Pride to me.
Happy Pride, Keith. It's all about you.
That's what I was getting to. Okay, so can I just... I don't know if this will justify it, but okay.
Oh, God.
I had it open.
I mean, yes, please.
Please.
I had it open, but baby butt was still sleeping. And I'm like, I need to...
You had what open?
The status.
I punched it in.
So did you type this on a Word document before and then edit it and then move it to Facebook?
Or did you give it to 1,000 monkeys and see what they come up with?
Okay, so what happened was my phone was literally not working, wasn't picking up Wi-Fi, wasn't doing anything, because I was going to send it to you, Keith, and go, does this make sense?
Yeah.
As a person spy outside of this, does it? Like, so, but I couldn't send it to anyone. Baby butt was sleeping. By the time he woke up, we got into all kinds of different shit, so I didn't. So I just, I was like, and I didn't even read it over. I just hit send and go. And I'm like, let me just leave. And when I get outside, I'll double check it. And then all day, every here and again, I'm like, let me double check it, see if it makes sense. And I didn't know.
I couldn't check all day because
I was not getting service all day. And then I come in here and I'm like, you guys, I wrote a status that I'm about to check. I don't think it makes sense. And they all bust out laughing. Like, no, sweetheart, it doesn't.
This was the confefe of,
yes.
Of, yes. Of queerdom.
Yes.
Yes.
The outside is my confefe.
Yeah, it really is.
Yes.
Listen, I'm more for your spy outside lifestyle.
Yes.
I live the spy outside lifestyle. I've lived a spy inside and it's boring.
Sure.
I get the essence of what you're saying. It's just, you know,
express myself a little more.
Abstract.
Edit myself maybe.
Sure.
Right.
Think
and also,
a little more.
Also, by the way, this was sent at 3 p.m. Tell everybody to wake the fuck up.
Yeah. Was it at 3 p.m.?
It was
maybe I sent it earlier.
But 3 p.m.
Or later than I thought. Oh my God.
Either
anyway,
way, you created magic, and it'll live on in the internet forever.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I am. Should I take it down or not?
No, you need to leave it up forever.
And then your doctors will call you and be like, Hemda, are you suffering some neurological
side effects?
I do have neurological issues.
Right? Am I going to have to?
You can be like, this is proof, doc. Up my meds, please.
So in all fairness, I did write it before I smoked. Then I smoked, didn't double check it, hit submit.
I see.
So is that spy inside a weed or spy outside?
I'm going to say that's spy inside weed big time.
Sure.
If it's weed, it's your spinside it.
Yeah, you did it spy outside and then you went spy inside and you were like, this checks out.
Correct.
Oh my God. Thank you for understanding.
Well done.
Yes.
I loved
it. How could we not?
You know,
The one time I can't, like, well, it's not the one time. I need to double check my, I need to change my phone and the service and everything. And I have that, like, on the schedule for Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, all this time is passing and I'm like, I can't text anyone. I can't check my spy outside statuses. Mm-hmm. It's terrible.
Terrible. Or wonderful, however you think about it. Because endless joy was provided.
I do not like whenever I walk into this room and Andrea has that look on her face, I'm like, great, I'm getting roasted today. This is going to be fun.
I'm just a fun guy.
You enjoy this so much.
I do.
The roast. I'm terrible at that. I don't think I'm good at like a roasting people.
Because you don't have the devil inside you.
Yes, the devil has chosen to like skip over my self.
Yeah, you literally tattooed your lovely. No one's asking you to do roasts. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. That's fine. I'll watch them and I'll laugh big time, but I won't be the one that's delivering the punches.
Okay, so one final time.
Oh God.
Just in case anybody didn't understand.
Yes, please.
We need to have it burned inside.
We're doing Spy Outside by Hemda.
From the creator of Gymnastics is Freedom to Me comes, are so many rules to know there are rules to not being queer. Is anyone identifying off that spy outside of the queer? Okay.
Hashtag weed.
Hashtag surprise. Hashtag guess what? Hashtag I did it again.
Okay, but for the record, can I explain my hashtags?
Yeah, they're hard to follow, Henda, but please do if you can.
Okay, my hashtags are usually like relative to the thing, and then a couple of them will be outside of that. Cause
spee
fuck
outside
you.
Of that, right?
Yeah, that's not even, that's like further than outside. That's spee outside.
Yeah, that's spee outside.
It's like, whoa, she took a right turn on that. Yeah, she was
hashtag
going spee
rape,
out.
And that's spee outside because that's right. Actually spee inside if you yeah. think about it. Because people spee inside the spectrum mostly rape because they're oppressed. But then if you go spee outside,
of the
I'm following.
Yes,
these are such as the Iraq spee outside.
Yeah, these are some of my favorite much. People. This is what happens to me.
Anyway,
you like us, you love us.
It's weird though.
You can't survive without us.
Anyway, congratulations, Miss America. This is a great
you
point
did
that
it.
You made.
I did it. Thank you. Thank you. I couldn't have done it without tape on my bathing suit, holding it to my butt.
Double-sided.
Oh, that's this right. made me so happy.
Hilarious.
Yeah. All right. I want to tell you guys about Letote. L-E-T-O-T-E. You know what this is. They send you clothing. It's a fashion subscription box that sends brand name clothing and accessories right to your door for one low monthly fee.
Let me explain this. Every time I come in here and Andrea goes, oh, meaning I look like a human being, what happened? I'm like, it's my Letote. It came. I now have nice things.
You look great. I love the tops they give you.
And you yeah. see how she means it?
I do.
She totally means the opposite on other days.
I'm not such a mean girl. I just know fashion. And
no,
Letote nails it.
No, that's the thing. Yeah. It means a lot to me when Andrea's like, oh, nice outfit. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. You know
that
what I mean?
That always feels good when somebody that knows what they're doing says that you're doing something right.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm also like not going for fashion clearly, but I'm like wearing the clothes that are really comfortable for me. Yeah. And if that means that like I look put together, like I love when people are like, oh, you look put together. What did you do? I'm like, I totally cheated. I had this thing delivered to my house and now I look normal.
Yeah. It works with your style, which yeah. is very, very important. Right. Don't wear totally. Things that you wouldn't naturally wear.
They're style and fit experts. They have data to fit you better than any other retailer. You get your box of clothes. You keep what you want. You get those at a discount. You send back anything you don't want. Don't even have to launder it or fold it.
Yeah. So what you do is like, to me, I compare it to like the old Netflix where you get like the DVDs that yeah. you want. And then you like, you set up for what your next ones are. But it's jewelry. It's, oh. yeah. You can go like any kind of jewelry. You could pick what kind of jewelry you want. And you can get as much clothes as possible. So I get 3 items of clothing and 2 pieces of jewelry. And then I wear them right away. I don't wash them. I put them right in the back. They say, don't wash them. And I throw them in the mailbox. As soon as my mail person picks it up and bloops it, I get an email going, start your next tote. It's on its way. Like, make sure you confirm what you like. So and we're cool. sending it. Yeah. So it's like, as soon as, like, remember you put the DVD in the mail, another one
yeah,
gets sent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I get it like 2 days later. It's crazy. Yeah,
dang.
If you hate shopping too, this is great. Because yeah. I love fashion, it. But I hate shopping. I want to go outside and try it on.
Go where?
I don't want to go spee outside and try it on.
Go to letote.com, letote.com to get started for as low as $39 a month.
And that's like unlimited clothing. Wow. And it's actually, I can tell that it's like the fashion now because I'm like, oh, this is not what I'm used to. And then you go outside and it's like, oh, that's what I'm saying.
Look at this world around me.
Go spee outside. Welcome to the spee outside world.
Enter promo code KTG at checkout to get 50% off your first month. Once you sign up, you'll receive your completely customized tote within days. Wear what you want. Return everything in the mail when you're done and repeat all month long. Again, that's letote.com. Enter your code KTG and feel fabulous with fashion delivered right to your door. MJG is writing in, oh God, Eileen, I have never been a huge fan of Madonna, but your podcast has given me a respect for her that I could never have imagined.
Ugh, God bless you. And that's my goal.
I didn't think it was important, and it sounds really funny that I would say it's important, but I did watch Truth or Dare way later, because I remember the controversy when Truth or Dare, this is the documentary that she put out, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I remember the controversy, and she was like blowing a bottle, and I'm like, she's blowing a bottle, she's being sexual about everything, and I was buying into the whole like, she's got to touch her crotch. I loved it at the same time, but I'm like, I totally understand why her father's embarrassed. And then you watch Truth or Dare, and you're like, I'm an idiot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah, there's so much more to it.
It was, I cry.
Yep. I'm going to cry. I cry every time.
Oh my.
What do you cry at? I saw this piece of shit. What do you cry at?
How dare you, Keith? I cry when she goes to the cemetery to see her mom, because her mom stuff and my mom stuff is very like, it correlates a lot, and it like, I feel it very deeply. Her mom died of cancer. My mom died of cancer. Her mom died of cancer when she was 12. My mom died of cancer when I was 12.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so another reason why I'm
Madonna spelled backwards is Eileen.
Correct. If people didn't know.
Can't retweet. Make this shit up.
Yes.
If I could say spee outside, you could say that.
Exactly. So like whenever she goes back to, not whenever, but in the scene, she goes back to Detroit and she goes to the cemetery where her mom is buried. Right. And it's this great like montage of her wearing all black and laying on the floor, like on top of her little mom's stone. And then it cuts to like just a little image of her in front of like just a background of a sea of people. It's her performing. And you're just like, here's this mega star, this person that has busted her ass to get to this place. And yet she still feels loss and grief and pain. And like, she's still fucking human like the rest of us, granted making billions of dollars, but you can still go to a cemetery and feel shitty, you know?
For me, I was heavily judging her and still enjoying her, but not enough to like, she wasn't like my icon, but I understood the
she's my icon.
Like I get it. I have Alanis, whatever.
Alanis is a great icon.
Do you know what I mean?
Have.
It's just different. Yeah. But when I was younger, you know, I lived in a very conservative home. So part of me was like, yeah, sex. And the other part was like, but not on stage. Like only you would do that. Only dirty. And it's okay for her to be dirty. But like, I totally get why everyone would be like, ugh.
Yeah.
Then I watched this thing and I'm like, you're a fucking idiot. Like the part where she's on a bed and she's touching herself. Mm-hmm. That's part of a goddamn story that she put together that she kept telling the media. It's not just me touching myself. Mm-hmm. It's me coming out of this Catholic background. It's me saying this is what that church did to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's so easy. And even people listening now, like, oh, she's so deep. She's so deep. Turns out she is. She's also very shallow. She's also very, you know, she was also very young.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how young she was.
How old was she?
Watching
14.
This, watching this when I was like in my late 30s, I was like, she's in her early 20s or mid 20s.
She was, back then she was in her early 30s, actually. She was still young, like younger than she is now.
She felt young watching that because I'm like, whoa. I didn't also realize she's not an artist that is like, okay, I'm an artist and I'm pretending to put this tour together. I'm pretending to have something to do with my career and my art. I'm pretending to call it art because when you call it art, it's deeper and I can touch myself, which is what I think everyone was thinking. It is fucking art. And I had to bow down. I had to be like, I'm like mentally apologize for disrespecting her like that and for going with that stupid flow, because I do feel like now that I'm older and I see what she was doing, and I actually looked at what she was doing instead of going, what a disgusting mess, you know, in part, not like fully, but even that was enough. That when I talk on this podcast and my parents are disgusted and, you know, anyone who would listen to it and it's not for them would be like, do you have to say that? Do you have to do that? And
right.
Like, and you know what the answer is? Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. But you don't have to listen to it. And you can criticize it. But please criticize what I'm actually doing and not what you're projecting, this nonsense that I've grown up with. And so, yes, I just went on a rant and that's not what your show is about. But it's something.
She's powerful. There's something about her, like her, the fact that she had so much control over just like not only this, the concert, the Blonde Ambition tour, which is what the Truth or Dare documentary follows, but the documentary itself in the scene where Warren Beatty is sitting there and being like, look at this, look at what's going on around you. You're literally, you have no voice. You've destroyed your vocal cords. You have to cancel shows and you're sitting here with your doctor and he's like looking deep inside your throat and you have a bunch of cameras and lights around you. This is madness. What are you doing? And she's like, if you don't like it, get the fuck out of here. And I'm like, hello? Yes. Don't project your fucking bullshit, your insecurities, hello, I'm not your bitch. Don't fucking shed your shit on me, which is human nature. But like, it's true. Like she says, I'd rather cancel my show than change it, which is just speaking to, I'd rather not do anything than change who I am and what I'm thinking and my art. And I respect that so much about her. And like, she's in fucking charge. She knows her shit. She's so goddamn intelligent. And when she wants to put a show on and wants to project like what it is that she's learned, she makes sure that she knows every aspect of it. And in this time of during her tour, it's the Blonde Ambition. She is deeply in that like religious imagery because she's
purging it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She sings Oh Father, a song about like a relationship with her dad that's like tumultuous and angry and like, but also Oh Father, like God, like religion and like how it like oppressed her and her sexuality and her, that kind of stuff.
Are you about to cry?
I will. No, not yet.
Keith, what did you get from watching Truth or Dare?
Two hard-ons and a smile. Is it a criminal that Madonna will not be featured in this new Tupac biopic?
Listen, I think so. Well, I understand why if she's not. I haven't seen, I didn't know, but their relationship was such a blip. It was, a lot of people didn't know it was a thing.
Sorry, whose relationship?
Tupac and Madonna.
Pardon?
See?
Yeah, they dated.
Mm-hmm. Can't they have a scene where he just gets off the phone and goes, bye Madonna, who I'm totally fucking and getting riled up about the world.
Wouldn't that be great? I would love that. Like, you don't even have to have an actress play Madonna. Just be like, hey girl, it's Madonna. Sorry girl, got to break up with you. Click. And then I'd be like, thank you. At least we know that it was there. Yeah.
So find out everything you want to about Madonna. Even like MJG is saying, you didn't even think you wanted to know.
MJG's writing in again. Okay, can you please discuss how the fuck Jesse Jollis had no clue who Warren Beatty is?
Yeah, it's true. I was shocked as well.
That Jesse's the one person Warren didn't fuck.
Exactly. Another thing, Warren Beatty back then was like...
Didn't he abuse her or something?
That was Sean Penn. Warren Beatty like fucked every single fucking person in Hollywood and like has been around since God knows when. And
but she was still getting shit for it.
Uh-huh, because mm-hmm. he was older. And also, like, he directed her in Dick Tracy and, like, all that stuff. And he's just, fuck you, Warren Beatty.
Go to keithandthegirl.com/flavor. You'll see all the flavor of the months, including this new one. And I'll tell you something else, a little bonus that you put in there. A little Truth or Dare segment of your own.
Yeah. Yes.
Did you used to play Truth or Dare as a kid?
I did, and I was really bad. I always...
Everyone was, yeah, right?
I always did Truth because I was too scared that they'd be like, you gotta kiss this person. It was always the kiss that made me nervous.
It's funny because I wanted to pick Dare because I'm like, please make someone kiss me or make me kiss someone. I need to get past this. This is ridiculous.
Sure.
We would play Spin the Bottle, and I'm like... so nervous that it would land on me.
Nervous.
And I was like, do I have enough Tic Tacs? I would like leave the circle and like put Tic Tacs and come back in case like it expired somehow in my mouth after 5 seconds. And then it would land on me. And I think for a while we just kissed on the cheek and I'm like, I feel behind.
Yeah.
This has to happen. Okay. 7 minutes in heaven. Please let the person who I'm in the closet with make the first move because then what am I going to do?
Too scary.
Nothing. Everyone was just like, meh.
Yeah.
We're done, right?
I was worried with those two that in Spin the Bottle, you could read someone else's face when it landed on
yes,
you.
Yes,
where
they'd
them.
Be like, ew, gross. And then you're like,
this is what I was afraid of.
Exactly.
You said it was going to be easy.
Yeah.
I point at the person and wink.
Oh, you're so gross.
Let's do this.
How do you want to all your comments?
I bring my own closet door.
Oh, God.
We do it right there in the middle of the room.
You have a weighted bottle.
Mm-hmm. It's a double-sided bottle.
A remote control.
But what's the funniest about it was even like at the time, you know that everyone's trying to be casual and you're like, that can't be right. They're just like, what's the big deal? We're like mature right now. It's like, stop being, oh my
God. We're just going to kiss in front of a group of people. Right. And that's not spee outside the regular, you know, thing you do.
No, it's not.
Definitely not.
It's totally no there.
No there. Hashtag weed.
I love you all. Yeah. By the way, the best way to listen to our VIP episodes and to this show is our free app. It's absolutely free. And then you can follow everything. You can listen to the show if, let's say, you're underground in New York, you don't have service, you can download it. So please get our free app. It's available no matter what kind of phone you had, which I think is fun. And by the way, did I mention it's free? keithandthegirl.com/app or in any of the app stores that you use to download what? Apps.
Mm-hmm. I have it. It's helpful when I want to hear myself talk about Madonna.
It works out. And they always agree with me.
Yeah. She is fabulous. Oh, yeah. Love her.
She's the best.
Andrea Allen, you want to check out the Hot Mess Comedy Hour?
Yes, you do.
And you do too, dear listener. And oh, they have a good time. Then they have the 10-minute mess on the Keith and the Girl Network. And what happened today?
Today we did a competition. We like to do gonzo food stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do.
We're really filling that niche that no one's asking for. That the people are not demanding, but we do it anyways. We did a competition today. Me and Emily both tried to fit as many boiled eggs as we could in our mouth.
No, I refuse. I agree.
Fuck.
Gross.
And then we did three different challenges. So the first one was jumping on our one foot for 15 seconds, which is relatively easy.
With a mouthful of eggs?
With a mouthful of eggs. Ugh. So if we had to bet how many
did
eggs...
Did you take Molly first?
No, totally. It was 10 a.m. and I was jumping around with eggs. How many eggs do you think that we fit in our mouth?
Okay, four?
Wait.
Interesting.
Open your mouth. Okay. Wow.
It's be inside the mouth.
Can't, and you're allowed, they're whole eggs that you
they're
shove
whole
in
whole eggs, yeah.
But then you're allowed to squish them after you put them
no
in?
No squish. You have to keep them intact.
I'm going to say it's three or four. Who would win? I'm going to say Emily wins with four, and you got three, and you were very upset and tried to shove the fourth one for a while.
How, were you here during recording?
Seriously?
What?
Yes!
You're right about the behavior. Emily did win. I thought I was totally going to win. She's a big, she can put her whole fist in her mouth. She does that on 10 Minute Mess too.
Never
it's
sleep on Emily.
Crazy.
Never. She's hardcore, and she just like looks and sounds
I know,
lovely.
She looks like this cutesy little thing. She's shoving, she got three and a half, like she had it was kind of coming out of her mouth. I got two, and then I shoved the third. It was the same thing because I was jealous that she was doing so well. I tried to shove the third one in, and I almost threw up. I'm drooling all over myself.
Ugh, and boiled eggs are the worst.
And these were somehow like part. I don't know what we ordered them from a diner, which like why? And
why?
They seemed rancid, and it was so.
Oh no!
Our guest was just watching us. Like
the guest didn't participate.
Pigs. No, she was watching us, and then. The second challenge was we were reading haikus, like poetry, and she had to, you know, judge who did the better rendition of the various haikus. You couldn't hear us.
Wait, it was while you had eggs in
your
mouth.
While we had eggs in our mouth. And then the finale was a duet of Summer Loving, me playing the male part and her playing the female part.
Shoop up up must have been fun to say.
It was
God.
I almost threw up. I ate an entire McDonald's two cheeseburger meal on one of these challenges.
That's fine.
And I was doing burpees in between.
Oh, fuck that.
So that one, I was fine. This was by far the grossest.
Ew.
It was the grossest one I've done so far. I've done
disgusting.
Shots of heavy cream, like... This was.
I had a friend that I used to work at an organic restaurant in San Francisco, and this girl who fully used
you
to live
really the whole San Francisco thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I didn't anyway. My organic
exactly. I used to make smoothies in the marina for all the moms that had babies and their little Mexican nannies that would come in. I hated that. Except for my coworkers, lovely. This one coworker I had, she was like she worked in a farm for like all her life or whatever, and she would come in the morning and take a shot of espresso. And then fully steam like a cup of heavy cream and just drink it like that. And I was all, you're a monster from hell. What are you fucking doing, dude?
Was she skinny, may I ask?
No, she had, she wasn't like a chunky gal.
Sure.
But she had junk in her trunk. She was like a curvy lady. And I was like, okay, it's because you're drinking a full cup of cream every day, girl. And I was like, how are you not shitting immediately? Like the lactose intolerance that we all have as humans should be fully making you like run to the bathroom,
especially followed by espresso.
Okay, girl, what are you doing?
Well, I'm doing all the time on the VIP network. Watch me almost throw up or shit my pants.
Yes. So if you want to vomit but drugs are too much for you, check out this show. The Twitter account of Andrea's is at Andrea Comedy. And if you want to know what Eileen is up to, and you do, follow at Eileen, A-I-L-E-E-N, Lil Hands with a Z. Eileen Lil Hands.
And it's true.
Little.
Whoa.
And also, what's fun about this, it just happens to be Andrea jumped on mic, but here's the fun news. We've been talking about your show that's coming up on Flavor of the Month,
mm-hmm.
Two Drink Men.
Two Drunks, Be Outside, hashtag weed. You went for it. You really did go for it.
Why
did
she go for it?
No.
I'm trying.
I'm going to say it slowly and you're going to jump in sometime. Two.
She was supposed to jump in.
I know, but I wanted to watch you struggle. Two drunk minimum.
Two drunk minimum. Yes. And so we're passing the baton here. You'll still be able to get all four episodes of Eileen. So and then Andrea and Libby host a show about being sober, relapsing. You know, we talked about it before on this show. So get these shows now. You'll be able to get all of the episodes.
There's so much back there.
The
so
VIP
much good stuff. Package.
Yeah.
All right. Now, one final time.
Oh, no.
I want everybody to take this in.
This is what I officially want on my tombstone, including
it should be.
All the hashtags.
Mm-hmm. Are so many rules to know there? Are so many rules to not being queer? Is anyone identifying off that spiel outside of the queer?
Keithandthegirl.com.